We haven't very much time left, I'm afraid, but I'd like to mention just two other patterns of ethical behaviour, just mention them briefly. One is what we call the Bhikshu Sangvara Sila. This is a list or pattern of 150 precepts observed by the fully ordained monk. And it represents the natural pattern of behaviour of one fully dedicated to the attainment of nirvana. In other words, if you think of nothing but nirvana and the attainment of nirvana, if you devote all your energies, all your time, all your effort, all your thought to this, then quite naturally your pattern of behaviour will approximate to the pattern embodied in this list of 150 precepts. Unfortunately, these 150 precepts are only too often regarded just as lists of rules, and in this way the whole spirit of the thing is lost. The other pattern of ethical behaviour which I want to mention briefly is known as the Bodhisattva Sangvara Sila. These are the 64 precepts. I'm sorry about all these figures, but this is the way it's come down to us. The 64 precepts observed by the Bodhisattva. And these 64 precepts of the Bodhisattva represent the natural pattern of behaviour of one devoted to the attainment of enlightenment for the benefit of all. In other words, if you are devoted to the attainment of enlightenment, of Buddhahood, of Nirvana, not just for your own sake, not just for the sake of your own emancipation, so that you can be up out of it all, just looking down on the samsara and pitying other people just paddling about there, not that, but so that, having attained, having realized enlightenment, Buddhahood, Nirvana, you can go back, go down, go out, and help those who are still immersed in the Maya. If this is your one dominating, I was almost going to say ambition, but it isn't that, but thought or aspiration or inspiration, whatever you might like to call it, if every ounce of your energy, all your thought, all your time is devoted to this, then the way you behave, the way you act, the way you speak, your natural pattern of behavior will coincide with what is reflected in this list of 64 precepts of the Bodhisattva. So in this case also, the spirit is important. It's not a question of drawing up or finding or discovering the list of rules and then meticulously ticking off one by one by one, but the living spirit, the heart of the whole thing, naturally expressing itself in this sort of form or an approximation to these observances of these precepts.